Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Best answer we get today to what should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween? His costume idea wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show tomorrow, October 26th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. You know who's going to be there? Hugh Douglas is going to be there.
Yes, I am.
Signing autographs. Hang out with Hugh tomorrow. We're looking for that great submission. All right, we'll get to a Q&A coming up in a little bit here, but we got a big game on Sunday. Eagles at Bengals. Eagles currently a 2.5-point favorite. Could they win this game? Absolutely. It wouldn't shock me if we come in here and we say, man, they finally made they got a turnover on defense. And Cooper DeGene made a big play, and they protected the football, and Saquon ran for 2 touchdowns, and they win at 24-23. We got a big season on the horizon here. It wouldn't shock me, but I'm not expecting it. I don't expect the Eagles to go to Cincinnati and win. I think it's a difficult schedule spot, their second straight road game. Again, not having Mailata at left tackle, it probably rears more of its head this week if they can't run it as much because it's more of a shootout. And I look at the quarterback situation. Burrow's playing at a much higher level than Jalen. I don't expect a victory on Sunday. I'm hoping for one. Don't expect a Hugh. You expect a win?
I expect a win. I'm expecting a win because I feel like this team has momentum on their side right now. They're playing well. The defense is playing a lot better. And you just have to keep that going, man. It's not lost on me that this is a tough challenge. No question about it when you talk about the two receivers that they have over there and the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that these young Thundercats, they are for the challenge, man. And this defense, Nolan Smith said something to me he didn't say it to me. He said it to ESP when he was on his video about how, you know, it's not, This is not linear. It's kind of up and down, and sometimes you're in the peaks and the valleys. Well, right now you're climbing the peak. You got to keep climbing. You got to keep climbing. You have to string together some wins and some consistency, because this fan base, if you guys care about things like that, this fan base right now is sitting back with their arms folded, waiting to see what happens next, because you're playing against a good quarterback. If you're being honest with yourself, there is. A train of thought that people think you got lucky because you played two bad quarterbacks. One of the quarterbacks isn't even playing anymore because he got hurt, and there's some speculation of whether or not Daniel Jones is going to be benched. So there's that. If you want to consider yourself turning a corner and have arrived, this is the weekend to do it.
Well, that's true. I mean, it certainly, the excitement level for the Eagles would reach a fever pitch, the highest it's been this season, if they go to Cincinnati and win this game. And I'm glad you mentioned Nolan Smith, Hugh, because, you know, we're going to make a lot of these matchups, and we'll do the pregame show Sunday, and Elliott will join us from Cincinnati. You know, Quinyon against whoever he's covering, whether it be T. Higgins or Jamar Chase. But it comes down to this for me, Vic Fangio and how he revs this pass rush up, because they've gotten a lot of sacks the last 2 weeks. A lot of pressure under Sean Watson and Daniel Jones. And you wonder how much that is the Giants and the Browns stink and those quarterbacks stink, and how much of it is they real. And I agree with Nolan Smith, what he said. It's not linear, right? Sometimes you think a player's heading in a good direction, and then they kind of fall back to earth a little bit. The one thing is Joe Burrow does take sacks. He always has. He likes to hold on the football. He likes trying to make plays down the field. I feel like this is the week, if they're really there, they got to get to Joe Burrow. Like, because I think if he has time, he's going to make plays.
Yeah, it's going to be a wrap. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
We got to get to him. We got to pressure Joe Burrow. And, you know, they got, 13 sacks the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, they've been getting after it a little bit.
Can I have 4 on Sunday?
I don't see nothing wrong with that. I'll take 4.
Can I get 3 on Sunday? All right, I didn't hear the buzzer on that. All right, can I get 2 on Sunday?
I'll take 3. I want 3.
I think we need 3 or 4 to win the game.
You have got to be smoking.
Well, maybe. But I still think we need 3 or 4 to win the game. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Ruben in North Philly. Hey, Ruben.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ruben.
Yes.
What's up?
So, listen, first of all, when Doc Rivers said, hey, that was a scheduled loss, the city went wild. You guys tore them apart. Now we're sitting around with the Eagles somehow. What's an acceptable loss? Like, that's ridiculous. You play to win. That's the first thing.
Of course they play to win, but I think there's a difference between a coach saying there's a scheduled loss and me saying, you know, in a 17-game season on the road in Cincinnati, second straight road game, that's not the worst loss in the world.
So you think Cincinnati, with 4 losses already, is a better team than Philadelphia Eagles with 2 losses?
Well, forget what I think. The odds makers say that because the Bengals are favored.
They're just trying to make money. Like, I want to know.
No. Hold on. Ruben, they set the lines because they're going to base it on where people are putting the money. They don't. They,
right.
Right.
And
so,
guess what? Vegas is in business to make billions of dollars because people lose on those bets. They're betting on the Cincinnati, and they're going to lose on that bet, right? When we listen to these odds makers every week on WIP, how often are they right?
Like, a lot.
They're not right that much.
They are. They
Maybe
are.
A little bit better than 50%.
Ruben, they're making money.
Because people are betting the wrong way. They put that narrative out there, and people fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I don't believe that Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a coming out party for the Eagles.
Well, I hope you're right, but I hope you're right. But the people making the odds, it's based on the two team strengths and weaknesses. It's not like the banana in the tailpipe. Like, they have people whose whole job is to set the line. Like, that's what they do for a living.
But when we watch them, when we use the eye test, right?
Cincinnati has a better quarterback. That's the biggest thing.
I disagree with that. I don't think they have a better quarterback. I think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback.
Oh.
I think we had our struggles. I think we've had our challenges for a number of reasons, but I definitely think he's a better quarterback.
Why?
First of all, nobody posed the threat to defenses like Jalen Hurts. Right now, he hasn't made a lot of the best decisions in terms of where he goes to the ball. But when he's on point, I think he's the most unstoppable quarterback, of course, second in the league to Kansas City. But I think he's the most unstoppable quarterback of all those guys. You talk about Burrow, whoever. Like, I don't think.
Well, what about Lamar?
I think Lamar's in the top five, of course. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's better than Jalen. I mean, Lamar's the reigning MVP, and he's better this year too.
I think he's having probably a little bit better of a year. But when you think about it, overall, he hasn't won anything either. So when we talk about talent and ability, I think I would tip the scale in favor of Jalen.
I mean, come on.
Talking about that man about being
so you don't think that Jalen, pound for pound, is standing up to Lamar?
Lamar,
I mean, that ship is sailing the wrong direction, man.
Lamar got
and I like Lamar. I'm not like dissing Lamar. Like, he's a great quarterback. But for my money, if I were starting a team up today and had to pick a guy,
Dog got two MVPs.
I would pick Jalen.
Dog got two MVPs.
He might have a third.
He's working on his third MVP. I mean, he ain't
well,
great now.
He might. How many trophies he got?
How many trophies does Jalen have?
Man, that's not none.
And that's what I'm saying. They're kind of part. They're kind of equal.
No, they ain't even done. They ain't.
All right.
I'm just saying. I'm not.
I mean, Ruben, I like Jalen, but we have one year where he played like that. One.
I'm just saying,
which gave you a glimpse into what he can do.
I agree with that. But I can list a lot of quarterbacks that had one special year. Like Cam Newton did this, and he never got back to that level. I mean, I got to see Jalen get back there, Ruben. Maybe this is the weekend. I got to see it.
But they're revving up for that now. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, the run game is revving up. I mean, I agree with that.
Think about this. Think about those first, four or five games or six games, whatever, as their preseason. They got it out their system. They're ready to go, man. Come on. You got to ride with that.
This is your fault, Hugh.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm with you.
Take the blame.
I ain't denied anything the man's saying, but I'm just saying, when you start talking about Jalen Hurts better than Lamar Jackson, that man working on his third MVP, dog.
I guarantee you this. We got the best weapons in the league. We got the best running back, pound for pound. We got two of the top 10 receivers. When our tight end is healthy, he's up there. So when everything is even, healthy offensive line, the Jalen's head is right, the fans are behind him, Nick is going crazy behind the scenes. I guarantee you, when the smoke clears, shoot, you said you were going to take that road trip to New Orleans. When the smoke clears, I'm going with y'all.
Oh, Ruben, you hop in the car too. So who's going with
I'm
you?
I'm hopping in that car.
You, Ike, Bam, and Ruben, right?
Who's all going to the road trip?
Same car, yeah.
Me and Ike.
Ruben's in too. He just invited himself.
No, I'm in there. Come on.
Yeah, Ruben's in.
Looking at the three.
Who ride it? Like, no disrespect, Ruben. I love you to death. Me and Ike.
Ruben, I'll sneak you in.
Herb's taking a separate bus.
Okay, yeah. Ruben,
y'all can follow.
Ruben, what should you be for Halloween?
You're in the car with Herb.
There's going to be a caravan.
That's right.
Y'all can't ride with me.
You want to play with me?
The only person riding with me is Ike.
Ruben, you're in the car. Don't worry about it. All right, Ruben, what should Hugh be for Halloween?
So, you know what, Hugh?
What's up, man?
We're going to dress you up as the Invisible Man. You know why?
Why?
How long did you play in Philadelphia?
I would say, what, 6 years? 6 years? Six. Yeah.
All right. And how long have you been living in the area?
Oh, man. Well, I just moved back, but when I retired, I lived about, 12 years?
Define living in the area.
All right.
No, I lived in the area. Yeah,
kind of having a home. Bed. Yeah.
But you still don't know the name of the streets?
I don't. I mean, that's a lot of people that don't know the name of the streets.
You called it Poplar on that last commercial.
Poplar. Yeah, it's Poplar.
No, you said Poplar.
Okay, on, Poplar.
Nah.
Okay,
nah.
Poplar.
You're going to be Philadelphia. You got to pronounce everything the right way, brother.
Oh, okay.
We're going to revoke you.
That's not going to happen.
Ruben,
with, I mean, we're
this
dealing
is
with Hugh here.
Yeah. Also,
and Hugh.
Also, hold on. Can I need to defend Hugh on this. I have been doing shows here at WIP since 2013. We mispronounce a lot of things. Okay?
A lot of words.
Alshon Jeffrey was a tremendous Eagles wide receiver, and I took a lot of Alshon Jeffrey's calls. I mean, a lot. We do it. It's Chase Daniel, who was here for 1 year, was Chase Daniels.
Costolinos.
That's a famous one. I mean, we do this all the time. So I'm going
to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I am all for poking at Hugh when it's time to do it, but Hugh's not the only one.
I didn't realize that there was this much Jalen Hurts delirium.
Oh, yeah. You didn't realize
that? No, like, I thought that was kind of...
You thought it was over?
Yeah, I thought a lot of those people were kind of beaten down after this year. I mean, like, Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, there's no comparison. And we have to stop the hardware thing. First of all, neither of them have a Super Bowl trophy.
No.
Like, Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time MVP. Any general manager in the entire league, if given the choice, would take Lamar Jackson over Jalen Hurts. They would do the same with Joe Burrow. This has to stop.
So I think part of it is people get stuck in where they were. And at some point, 2 years ago, you can make the case, you, when Jalen was having his great season and they went to the Super Bowl, that maybe Mahomes was the only quarterback you would take over him.
Yeah.
But the last year and a half has been the last year and a half, and he hasn't played as well. I keep using this name because this is what it reminds me of. And he could change it, right? I'm not saying Jalen, he's stuck here. He could get better. He's having right now what looks like Cam Newton's career. One special year, MVP, Cam won, got to the Super Bowl and lost. Jalen didn't win the MVP, but he almost did. And then he was never quite as great as he was that 1 year, right? Cam had a couple more. He went to the playoffs one more time.
Mm-hmm.
He was decent until his body gave out. That's what it feels like the career Jalen is trending towards. Now, maybe he flips this, and maybe he's great the rest of the year, and they get to New Orleans, and you and our last caller and Ike all ride down together and all that. But until this changes, this is more of a Cam Newton career than it is, like, you know, a Hall of Fame career.
Ike ride.
Yeah.
That's it.
How many more do you have room for? Because we got Herb, our last caller.
How many you got room for?
Yeah, because Ruben's in.
Ike?
Okay.
That's it.
What about us?
Yeah, I mean,
if y'all want to go, that's negotiable.
Of course we want to go.
Negotiable.
Yeah, that's negotiable. But Joe already said he was flying.
Yeah, I'm flying.
Joe's not riding.
You're going to go with somebody from another show and ditch us.
No, I'm not going. He's my teammate. No, that's kind of my teammate.
Not anymore.
Well, especially since we stole Chuck.
Well, okay. That one right there. He's more like family. It's more like a family trip.
I understand.
I see how this is.
No, I'm saying you can go, but
no,
Kyle, I know you're not riding because as soon as we get in the car, I can hear Kyle talking about, pull over, I got to use the bathroom. Yeah, Kyle, we don't stop. We don't take bathroom.
Why?
We take gas breaks.
Why am I using the bathroom the whole time?
I don't know, because maybe you've been drinking a lot of water. I don't know.
Hold on a second.
What?
How many? You're only taking gas breaks?
That's it. That's it.
It's a trip to New Orleans.
What kind of gas
breaks? Gas breaks.
Excuse me.
Like, everything has to be done. You better time whatever your business you need to do. It has to go in correlation with the gas stop.
And this is why I'm flying.
If I'm sitting as a passenger, I'm bringing some road sodas. I'll definitely need some pullover.
Oh, you should be.
Yeah.
But you better use one of them cans because we don't pull over.
You
we
would rather me use a can in the back seat of your truck than pull over.
Well, who said we're driving a truck? We're going to drive a we're going to be in a spaceship. We're going to get there quick. Well, I shouldn't have said that over there, huh? The Popo. you know what's funny? Me and I had this conversation the other day. He's like, sometimes you forget. you say so much on the air, you forget that you said on
the air. Everyone can hear it.
Man, listen.
And the things that people remember, too, that they'll bring up.
The other day, I'm in the elevator, right? And I had a moment. Somebody said, so I heard you moving. How the hell, in my first thought, how the hell you know I'm moving?
You said it on the air.
Because I said it on the air. And I'm like, damn, I forgot. But I got offended because I'm like, why are you all up in my business?
How do you know my boy? You told me your business.
He looked at me and he knew that that's what I was probably thinking. He said, dog, he said, you said it on the air. And I was like, oh, I forgot.
See, the problem you have is someone might think, hey, he looks like the guy on the radio.
No.
Everyone looks at you and says, oh, that's Hugh Douglas.
No,
I mean,
you know what it is.
That's the guy. He said that.
Sometimes I forget, like, the microphone for me sometimes is like me talking in my head.
Yeah.
But I forget that people can actually hear.
That's why we have a dump button. All right, Cowboy Jim up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Correct me if I'm wrong. What is your record, the Eagles' record?
That'd be 4-2.
Okay. Let's paint this picture because you keep putting the Cowboys down. What if your team played Baltimore and Detroit? What would your record be right now?
Probably not 4-2.
Exactly.
So you're basically saying
you know who we play Sunday? We play San Francisco. You play Cincinnati. We play Atlanta next week, which you guys lost to. We play Philadelphia, which will be a win. And then we play Houston.
You got a first-place schedule, Jim. Are you going to complain about it?
We have a long season to go. We're playing some really tough teams right now. So just hold off on the Cowboys are a mess.
They are. You got the owner giving out tours while they're trying to practice.
RDR.
Who cares about something like that?
Players obviously do. Jim, your team's getting smashed on Sunday.
They are not getting smashed.
Smash spot for a desperate Niners team. Smashed.
I want my bourbon back after yesterday. Marilyn Monroe? That's like saying Hugh Douglas is an actor, okay? I want my bourbon back.
I am an actor.
He wants his bourbon back.
Damn.
And I want
a nice bar.
That's all good and drunk, Jim.
And now you got two pandering losers starting the show off with Chuck and Chris. Enough, okay? And I have a gray costume. I'm going to win. I will win. And I can't make it because I'm taking the Eagles to Cincinnati, so I'll donate it. So, Hugh, you were at Cabela's yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Chop off your beard and get a costume, and you'll look like Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd?
Elmer Fudd from Cowboy Jim.
Oh, yeah.
A lame Elmer character Fudd. For a lame caller there. Elmer Fudd. I mean, the gall to call him a Cowboys hype. They're 3-3. I mean, like, no one cares about the Cowboys. It's bottom line. All right, can we get to a Q&A here? I think it's time for a little Q&A because I have a question I need to run by Hugh Douglas.
Yes, and the Q&A is brought to you by the Jug Handle Inn, award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the jug.
Get to know the Midday Show. What? This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
All right, I just have one question for you this week here. So we got the story... A few former Cowboys commented that Jerry Jones will bring tours through the locker room, like not on off days, not in the off season. You know, they're trying to practice, do whatever they do in the locker room. You know, I always thought, Hugh, the locker room was like the safe space, personal space for the players, and the media obviously has some time they're allowed in there. But you know when they're going to be in there. I didn't think it was for fans that paid Jerry a couple bucks to come through the star.
I don't ever recall.
So,
a fan base coming through while we were working.
Right. So this is my question to you. What would your reaction be? Bring me back to Hugh Douglas, the player, right? You're before practice, after practice, whatever. Who knows what's going on the season. You're in the locker room. You're changing. Whole bunch of strangers comes through with the owner just looking at you.
If they want a show, they probably would have got one with the guys that I played with. Man, I tell you, I'm not going to use anybody's names, but I can guarantee you, if you want to play that game, and you want to walk through a locker room, a NFL locker room why a bunch of grown at in a grown ass man's safe space, you're gonna see everything that you probably didn't pay money to see. Like my man, listen, I had some teammates, man, that when we used to do, they used to do interviews, butt ass naked, and when and not just. There's certain levels to being butt naked that you I don't even want to describe, but you can imagine. But it was some guys that would sit there at their cubicle, and they would do, which how can I say this? The Captain Morgan, they would do the Captain Morgan,
the pose,
butt ass naked, and have a straight conversation. And I would have some teammates that would be like, okay, like when the reporters would come in. They were, yeah, okay, the show about to start.
How about that D, baby?
We about to start the show. They had no qualms walking through my room butt-ass naked just to see. And we would stand on the other side of the room to watch everybody's reaction. And once we saw the reaction, we would call people out. Oh, I caught you. I knew what you were doing. Yeah, we would do that.
So
yeah.
You think if a tour went through the same kind of nonsense
would
happen? Oh,
no, it would definitely. I would do it because if you're going to invade our space like that, then why not? Give them the show. Because that's basically what you're doing. You're putting your team on display. You're treating them like cattle or property. That's what he's doing. I saw videos of him landing his helicopter on the practice field while they're practicing. So if they're going to treat me like an animal, I'm going to act like one, bottom line. And I'm going to do animal stuff, but with a SH.
I mean, it just speaks to the circus.
Atmosphere
in Dallas.
It's ridiculous.
It's
because that's our safe space. That's how it was treated. That's how, you know, that's where the camaraderie happens and all this stuff. But if you want to try to treat me like I'm property, because that's what he's doing at the end of the day. That's what Jerry's doing. He's treating you like property. And he's letting everybody, hey, you want to go see my guys? Come on. And everybody's probably had their little drinking their Chablis or whatever. And they're saying, oh, let's go check them out. Okay, if you want to do that, then I'm going to go ahead and give you what you want.
Yeah, I imagine it would not have flown in your locker room. I'm sure
that dog ain't going to hunt.
Yeah, it speaks to the circus that is the Cowboys. All right,